Let us exalt his name together. We love you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, we magnify your name together. You are great and greatly to be praised, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Isn't it good to be in God's house again? Praise the Lord. So glad to be back in this place. Amen. While you're standing, let's turn in our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 42. While you're turning there, again, it's so good to be back in this place once again. And we're thankful for the invitation to come. We don't take it lightly. We appreciate your good man of God, this pastoral family, and all of the ministry that may be in this place tonight. We give you all of the honor. And we count ourselves among not only God's people, but among friends tonight. And we're so glad to be feeling what we are feeling in this house tonight. I want to preach to you what I feel like God has laid upon my heart this afternoon when I was so graciously invited by Pastor Crosswhite to come and be with you tonight. I began to seek after God, and this is what God has laid upon my heart. Isaiah chapter 42, we'll begin reading at verse 1. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thy hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. I want to preach to us tonight on this subject, simply this: new things. New things. Will you help me pray before you're seated again tonight? And I need some saints of God that know how to call upon our Lord and Savior to help me in this house. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer. We're praying, God, that your Spirit would move again upon this house. Oh, Lord, we need you, God. Lord, stretch your hands over this house. Let your Spirit fall in this place tonight, I pray. Oh, God, we need you once again. I pray that you would lift the heavy burden in this house that may be upon somebody. I pray, God, that you would open prison doors to somebody that may be bound in this place tonight. I pray, God, that you would shed your light of love upon us. Anybody that is sitting in darkness tonight, and I pray that you would anoint my feeble lips of clay in this place, Lord, that I may speak your word freely. Oh God, let your Spirit be with us once again in your precious name. And you may be seated in this house tonight. I have come to preach to you the burden of the Lord, and I feel like it is assignment upon me, amen, to just remind some in this house how good God is. And also I feel like the Lord has put me on assignment tonight to tell somebody that is looking for answers, that the answer is in this house available to you tonight. I feel like it is laid upon me and my charge tonight to speak to some that are groping in darkness and you can't find your way. And it feels like the chaos is ensuing to a point that you're just about ready to check out and you're just about ready to give up. I've come to tell somebody tonight, you don't have to give up. The only thing that you knew that you do have to give up is yourself and your life and what you used to be and the things that you used to do and the way that you used to live, and just turn your life to Jesus Christ tonight. You don't have to give up on living. In fact, God wants you to live for Him. Praise the Lord, somebody. Amen. I've come to preach. It doesn't have to stay the same old way. I've come to preach to you that there are new things that God has a desire to do for everybody in this place tonight. It doesn't matter what level of experience you have in God. It doesn't matter if you've got a lineage and a heritage of many generations of being in this house or in Pentecost. It doesn't matter if you're a first-time goer, church-goer. It doesn't matter if you are the first generation apostolic person in your family. God has a desire to do something for every one of us in this place tonight. And what we were feeling in worship service was just, it was just scratching the surface of what God has in store for this church. And what we were feeling around these altars tonight, just in that space of time, is just a little glimpse and a little taste of what God can do. I would encourage somebody in this place tonight, taste and see that the Lord is good. Can I get a witness tonight? God is good. I said, God is good. He's good when you wake up in the morning. And He's good as you're going through your day. He's good when you lay your head down on your pillow at night. Even if you don't have all of the answers, even if it seems like your world is spinning out of control, there's still a God that is good. Amen. Praise the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. I could not hardly contain myself as we were singing and worshiping together, as I knew what God had laid upon my heart this very afternoon. I would point out to you tonight in our text, the very first word is, behold, 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 my servant whom I uphold, my elect, my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Just in case everybody doesn't understand tonight, if you're sitting here and you are not a Jew, then you are a Gentile. Every one of us, perhaps in this place tonight, we fall into that category. I thank God, amen, that I came to a place where I recognized that I needed a higher power. I needed a higher power. Come on, somebody. Do you remember the day that you were wallowing in a pit of sin and you knew no way out? But Jesus came and He rescued you. He waded down into the muck and the mire of your world, and He pulled you up out of that horrible pit of sin. He made a way out of no way. I remember the day that I repented of my sins and I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the very first time. I thank God that judgment came, and judgment came at the house of God. I did not get offended by the preaching of God's word. I did not get offended, amen, by what I felt in my spirit when the word of God came, because it was an answer, amen, to the questions of life that all of us have. I've come to tell somebody tonight, Jesus Christ is your answer. Can you put your hands together for the Lord tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. You can be seated. In verse 3 of our reading tonight, it says, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. Don't just pass over this tonight. You may not understand everything that you read in the Word of God, but it is all relevant from the very beginning chapter until the closing chapter in Revelations. Every word, amen, was written for you and I. It was written for our admonition, for our learning, and for our growing. I've come to tell somebody tonight in this meeting and in this service that God is interested in you. He's interested in your family. He's interested in your children. He's interested in your days. He's interested in your emotions. He's interested in the way that you feel right now. He's interested in somebody that's sitting on this apostolic chair tonight and saying, I'm just a struggler and I don't have a way out. God is the way out. And the word that I read in your hearing tonight, he said he would not break a bruised reed. A bruised reed. He's not just going to come by and say, well, I've given you opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. But God is standing here one more time and with arms of love and with mercy and kindness saying, come unto me. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody worship him right now. Is this okay? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Anybody want to know a little bit more about Jesus tonight? Take it upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden, it is light. It's not like the burden of sin. Sin will weigh you down. The wages of sin is death. And where sin did abound, it may be heavy to carry, and it might be a load that you walked in here with tonight, but you can walk out a whole lot lighter.
Oh, somebody.
I told you I was amazed by what I was hearing sung tonight in this place. I haven't stepped foot on this platform in a year and 4 months and some change. I've come to tell somebody tonight, God is still in control and God's still working in the world. The God of the universe. If you walked in here with your head hanging low, saying, woe is me, there's a God that's the lifter of your head. I need somebody to hear me tonight. The struggle is real. Life is real. There's things that get us down. Life is not always easy. Life sometimes is hard. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news tonight, but Monday's coming. Hey, Monday's coming. And sometimes on Monday, maybe it doesn't happen in this part of the world, but in my world, there's some Mondays I just want to pull the covers back over my head, Pastor Crosswhite, and say, I'm not getting up today. I'm just going to stay put. I'm just going to stay where I'm at. Woe is me. And everything is bad and everything is bleak. I've come to encourage somebody tonight. Get up in Jesus' name. Get up in Jesus' name and say, your word is true. It is true. It's forever settled in heaven. It cannot lie. You're the lifter of my head in the time of trouble. He's an ever-present. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. He's not interested in seeing you fail. He's not interested in seeing you go along the same course that you're currently on tonight. If it's a course without God, if it's a course of living in sin and walking according to this old world, if it's a course of never being baptized in the only saving name of Jesus Christ, if it's a course, amen, of not being filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, you're headed for a collision somewhere. But this preacher's come to tell somebody tonight, if you'll simply lift up your head and look into the face of Jesus Christ, it's the eyes of love that are upon this house tonight. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in the atmosphere. I feel in the Holy Ghost right now. Somebody help me preach in this house. I feel it in the atmosphere. And you can reach out and get a hold of something new. Oh, praise God. Amen. The smoking flax, he shall not quench. When you feel like it's almost out, and you feel like you're just smoldering ruins, and you feel like nobody cares and nobody understands and nobody knows where I'm at, You're the most important people to you in all of your life. Your closest friend. Your dear family members. You can't even begin to tell some of your family members and your friends right where you're living, because you know in your heart of hearts that they don't have the solution and they cannot change anything in your world. And you've tried everything up to this point. You've tried self-help books. You've tried counselors. You've tried nicotine. You've tried alcohol. You've tried to bury your sorrows in all kinds of addictions of life, but I've come to tell you, there's only one. I said there's only one. When you feel like you're almost gone, he says, I'm not interested in you flaming out. I'm interested in you living for me and being on. Praise God. Somebody hear the message tonight. I want to show you in verse 4. This is a subtitle perhaps of my primary subject, new things, but a subtitle being, he shall not fail. He shall not fail. When we fail and mankind fails, and your friend walks out on you, and a family member, amen, rejects you, and it seems like life is unfair, there is a God that will not fail. He'll be there when you're so depressed you can't even open your eyes. He'll be there when you're so oppressed by the adversary of this old world that you feel the pressure and the onslaught. I'm preaching to somebody right now. I feel it in my heart. When you're feeling the pressure, this pressure cooker situation of life, and you're looking for an answer, yes, he will not fail.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Woo, my Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
In our reading tonight, Jehovah God is the speaker. And it's an announcement from on high. It's an announcement of a coming Messiah. It's an announcement of his plans for deliverance of humanity from the depravity of sin. It comes at a time when Israel is once again gone astray and finding themselves subservient all over again to another people group. It comes at a time when a people group is looking for an answer once again. When will the answer come? When will the relief come? When are we going to see deliverance? And there might be people sitting under the sound of my voice right now. You barely made it to the house of God. And you're saying, I need deliverance. I need a change. I need something. I need something significant to happen on this night. Amen. What I feel in my spirit tonight. There may even be somebody here tonight. You've said, God, if you don't do something tonight, it will be the last night that I go to that church. And I've come to tell you, you keep on coming because God's got his eye on you. And he sent a preacher to preach to you that this God will not fail. He'll come through for you.
Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah.
This announcement tells what and how he will perform this great work. And with the announcement comes a call. Comes a call. Thank you for what you said earlier today. When praise goes up, glory and power, it comes down. I've been around this long enough, and I was raised up in it, and thank God for it. And that's my testimony. And I thank God for keeping his hand upon me, and I thank God for keeping me from some things. But if it wasn't, amen, for the judgment of God stepping in, if it wasn't, amen, for the Lord intervening and the influence from on high, it is a good possibility that I wouldn't be standing here preaching to you tonight. For when my dad was about 14 years old, he was already drinking a six pack a week. At 15 and 16 and 17 years old, he was well on his way to becoming an alcoholic. When he met my mother, before they were married, she too, even as a young person, was steeped in sin, had a daughter out of wedlock at 15 years old. And it was the age old story, Pastor Crosswhite, of a family in sin and doing the things of the world and trying to say that they were having fun. But when God stepped in and began to turn their life around, even before they got the Holy Ghost, they found themselves in a one God apostolic tongue talking church, and they were praising God for beginning to work on them.
Oh, yeah.
Are you still with me tonight? Well on his way. Well on her way. Amen. To total destruction and annihilation by sin. But when God stepped in and they found themselves sitting in a church that preaches truth, sitting in a church such as this, under the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God and the preaching of God's word that was a word that was going forth, they would lift up their hands and they would begin to praise and magnify God, amen, for bringing them out of a world of chaos even before they received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They would come to the altar and they would lift up their hands and say, God, you stepped in the nick of time. You came in, God, amen, when I was battered, when I was bruised, when I was lonely, when I had no answers to all the questions of life, and they lifted up their hands. I've come to tell somebody tonight, it's no different than the message that was sent through the prophet Isaiah. There's coming a day that there's a God that's going to step in to your world. He is going to step down from his throne in glory. He's going to robe himself in flesh. He's going to walk among you. But with this announcement comes the call for somebody to begin to worship him.
Yes.
For what he's doing and for what he's going to do. Why don't we lift our hands right now? Can you praise God for what he's doing right now? And for what he's going to do tomorrow and the next day. Come on. Let's love him right now. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody needs to rejoice right now for what God's going to do in your life tomorrow. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing, God, not only for the opportunity to be here tonight, but for what you're going to do in the future. Come on. It's no accident that you're here. It's no accident that you're here. It's the perfect will of God. It's the perfect timing. And I've ran into people before. They said, oh, if I would have only known. My daddy, if I could tell you the whole story tonight, and we don't have time for it. But he had uncles that were one God apostolic preachers that were pastoring churches in the state of Washington. But his mother refused for him to be able to go to the house of God when she found out that he was interested in salvation. When she found out that he was interested in Jesus' name baptism, when she found out he was interested in that Holy Ghost, she said, I refuse for you to go to church at 11 years old. And for several years there was a decline in his life, but at 18 years old he said, I am a man now, and I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make a choice. I'm going to the house of God. God never gave up. There were individuals that were preventing it, seemed, and he would tell you tonight if he was here, I wish, amen, so long ago as a young child I would have got the Holy Ghost, but it didn't happen that way. But when the opportunity came, and when it was God's timing, it's God's timing. And it's no accident that you're here tonight. I've come to tell somebody, I'm losing my voice tonight, but you have to begin behaving tonight for what will be tomorrow. You have to begin tonight worshiping before the thing even happens. We've all got prayers. We've all got things that we want to see happen. I've got prayer requests that I've been praying for days on end. I've got a special prayer request tonight. I'll leave it right there. But I pray every single day. I pray every service that I'm in. Every church that we evangelize and preach and have revival in, Pastor Crosswhite, when they stand and say, let's take our prayer request. I don't always mention it, but I lift my hand and it's there. And for years I've been praying that prayer. And I know that God is going to do a new thing, but I refuse to be here tonight and say, God, you've not answered up to this point. I'm done praying the prayer, but I'm going to live for God like it's going to happen. I'm going to worship God like it's happening. I'm going to praise God for what he's going to do, because he's a God that never fails. Praise God. It's time for somebody to sing a new song. You've been singing the blues too long. It's time to sing a new song. Oh, I feel Jesus. Once like a bird, in prison I dwelt. That's an old songbook song. No freedom from my sorrow I felt, but Jesus. Hello, somebody. But Jesus came. But Jesus came. But Jesus came. What better message than that Jesus?
listen to me. What's the rest say? Oh, glory to God. He set me free. The plan from the beginning was to emancipate humanity. It's going to take some time, Adam and Eve. It's going to take some time, Moses. It's going to take some time, Joshua. It's going to take some time, prophets of old. It's going to take some time, Abraham. But one of these days, oh, one of these days, a child's going to be born. And you're going to call his name Wonderful.
Yes.
Counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father. Oh. Let's lift our hands in this house. I feel Jesus moving. Somebody love him right now. I love you, Jesus.
Oh God, help me right now. Help us, God.
While I live, I will bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Thy praise shall continually be in my mouth. My tongue shall be as the pen of a ready rider. What does that mean? I'm not going to let this tongue say things negative. I'm not going to let this tongue defeat me before I even get started. I'm not going to let words come out of this mouth before God even gets an opportunity to begin to turn my life around. You can defeat yourself with your own tongue, but it's time for somebody to say, I've got a God who is for me. I will lift up my voice in the sanctuary, in the congregation of saints, I will bless his holy name. So lift up your voice, you that are hewn out of the rock. Sing from the mountaintop what God can do. Give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise. The Lord is going forth as a mighty man of war, and he shall prevail over the enemy. I could take you back to the very beginning of the book, to Genesis 3 and 15, the first promise given to humanity when humanity utterly failed God. And by the way, I ought to interject this tonight. When Adam and Eve failed God, God did not give up on them, but he came back to the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day, where he often met with man, and he said, Adam, wherefore art thou? What I'm trying to say is, he's interested in you. It doesn't matter how many times you falter, how many times you fail, how many times you fall flat on your face. There's a God that's interested in you.
Yes,
and in Genesis 3 and 15. Amen. There's a promise from God. Though he would allow a serpent to bruise the heel of one to come, in doing so, he would stamp out sin, and he would stamp out the effects of the adversary. He came from on high among his own. to conquer death and hell. And he did it to save his own. And you and I belong to that group tonight. Aren't you thankful for a good God? I'm thankful for a good God. This word, behold, that I talked to you about, it's an invitation to the whole world, to every Jew, to every Gentile. It is presented to every man, woman, boy, and girl. This is the announcement of the servant of the Lord, which is none other than the Messiah, Jesus Christ, a righteous Savior. There is no denying that the prophet Isaiah is speaking of such, and he's speaking of a future Christ. The portraiture is filled with strong individuality of one that will come, and replete with marked personal features of one God that surpasses what any other God or man is capable of doing, that the reader can be confident that the scripture speaks of a God that can, of a God that will, of a God that cannot fail. This God-breathed word that Isaiah wrote is an invitation to a new thing that God will do. He opens the door to revelation that the Almighty God, who is one, will robe himself in the clothing of humanity. He would walk among them, yet he would not sin. He would be the spotless lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Like Esau and Jacob, the younger put on the clothes of the older to receive the Father's blessing. It's also a picture of Adam and Jesus. Jesus fitting into the clothes of the older brother to conquer sin, setting in order what no man could do on his own. When the first man, Adam, failed, amen, sin entered into the heart of the individual, and they were cast from that paradisical setting, no doubt looking over their shoulder, saying, oh, woe is me, look what we've done. But God had a plan from the very beginning. He didn't know, Adam did not know what that plan was in totality. Although he saw bloodshed for the sins of man, but God had a plan in his mind. I'm going to put on those same clothes, Adam, but where you failed, I'm not going to fail. I'm going to be the way out of no way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad for a good God? Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus came to humanity that he might become sin who knew no sin, so that you and I might obtain a pardon and salvation. Our reading draws down the curtain on preceding chapters and verses that declare idol gods are as nothing, and they are all vanity. They're just noise. They're just noise. The behold lets us know to pay attention. It's an unveiling of the unfolding plan of redemption through a Savior who would give his life for the entire world. For there is a, this God is a God that has no limitations, who desires to take the place, amen, of any other one in your life that you bowed down to and that you tried to serve without any redemption and without any help and without any justification. He wants to step into your world, but he wants your worship and he wants your praise. And I've got to interject at this point and tell somebody tonight, I've never seen anybody receive the gift of the Holy Ghost except first their mouth came open and they were confessing Jesus Christ and worship was coming out of them. I've never seen anybody silent with their mouth closed that God filled them with the Holy Ghost. But I have seen somebody that was down and out. I have seen alcoholics. I have seen drug addicts. I have seen some people, amen, that were down on their luck. I've seen people, amen, that could barely drag themselves to the house of God, but they came to an altar and they would throw up hands without wrath and without doubt, and they would begin to worship their Creator. And I've watched as God and His Spirit began to move upon a soul, and God changed their life. Why don't we lift our hands again in this house? God, direct us. God, direct us tonight. I feel like telling us tonight, God wants to be the focal point in your world. I don't know what's preventing you from overcoming some things in your life up to this point. But Jesus, who has stepped in and cannot fail and is interested in you. I'm coming to a close somewhere here. God's interested in somebody and all of us in this house tonight. But God's interested in that one individual that will say, God, I don't care what anybody else does. I've come to church tonight on a purpose and with a mission in my heart. I can't keep on going like I'm going. He's interested in you. He's interested in that one that'll just lift up their hands and worship God and say, God, I need you more than I need anything else. And I'm going to stop focusing on my problem. And I'm going to stop focusing on all of the things that I've tried in my own power and with my own hands. If the musicians will come and do what you normally do here tonight. Oh, God. This has taken a different turn than what I thought tonight. But that's okay. We're just filling after the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. How many people only God knows that are sitting under the sound of my voice right now that are so hungry and yearning for something to change, something new. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I hope this is all right tonight. I'm just being me. I'm just preaching what I feel. How many people tonight you wouldn't be so honest to tell somebody that's next to you, but on the inside, if only something would change. If only something new would happen. Come to tell you, God is here to answer tonight. And I feel like, for whatever reason, God just worked it out. This would be upon my heart to preach to you tonight. Bible says there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. There's only one that can absolve you of your sin. There's only one, amen, that can turn things around. He is that one they would call a servant. This servant has come to bring judgment to the Gentiles, to every man, to publish and make known the riches of his counsel. Why do we preach how we preach and what we preach and do it like we do it? And we preach this gospel with passion and fervency and desire. We want to also publish and make known what God has done. Our text said, or our reading said, to bring light to a dark world in so many words. And did you not know? Jesus is the light of the world. Isaiah 9 would say, the people that walked in great darkness, they seen a great light. That light shone upon them. Then they said, the yoke is broken, and the rod of the oppressor is destroyed, and there is burning and fuel of fire. And I would tell you tonight, as you stand with me in this house, that Jesus is wanting to step not only onto the balcony of our world collectively and say, I'm your risen Savior, but he's wanting to step in personally into every heart and into every life and turn the light on. I know this is elementary, but he wants to come into your dark heart. And he wants to flip on the light in your world. He wants to show you a way out of the darkness. Isaiah would go on to say some of what I've already quoted. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and then the names. But then said the increase of his government and peace, there is no end. In closing tonight, God says it like this, I know the thoughts that I have of you. Thoughts of peace and an expected end. God wants to give somebody peace in this house tonight. And as we begin to lift up our hands, saints of God, and all that are in this house, if you're still hungry for God, there's enough time tonight in this house to find the peace that you were looking for when you walked in. I can't help but go back to that song, if you walked in broken. I can't help but think how it started out tonight. If you walked in heavy, you could walk out different than the way you came in. Why? Because of a God that gave his life for the whole world. Not that it's too hard for this God. You hear this preacher tonight in my last remarks. Jeremiah in chapter 32 said, I'm the God of all flesh, and there's nothing too hard for me. He's a God that cannot fail in the new things that he's doing for you. And for me, and this is for you, it's for your children, it's for your family, it's for your posterity, it's for this community, it's for everybody. As we begin to sing tonight, why don't you lift up your voice with me? Let's all begin to love him right now. Somebody reach out to the Lord. Somebody that needs the Holy Ghost, reach out to him. Somebody that needs a change in your world, reach out to God tonight. He's as close as the mention of his name. Yes. I said he's as close as the mention of his name. He'll step in. He'll work it out. Everything could change tonight because of a God who said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set at liberty those that are bruised, to open prison doors to the captive, to set somebody free. Let's love Him.
Winds may blow, but this I know, I'm in the good, good hands of Jesus.
Oh, I thank you, God.
I'm in good hands. I'm in good hands. I'm in the hands of Jesus. Winds may blow, but this I know, I'm in the good, good hands of Jesus. In good hands, I'm in good hands, I'm in the hands of Jesus. Winds may blow, but this I know, I'm in the good, good hands of Jesus. In good hands, in good hands, I'm in the hands of Jesus.
Walk out light. If you walked in with
gonna be all right. If you walked in heavy, you can walk out light. If you walked in weary, you're gonna be all right. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name,
Jesus.
Just the mention of his name, everything can change. Everything can change.
If you walked in heavy, if you walked in heavy,
you can walk out light. If you walked in weary, you're gonna be alright. If you walked in heavy, you can walk out light. If you walked in weary, you're gonna be alright.
And if you walked in down, you can walk out up. If you walked in empty, it can fill your cup. If you walked in down,
you walked in.
Come on, saints of God.
You can walk.
Come on, saints of God, help us pray tonight.
If you walked in,
somebody needs to walk out of here a little lighter. Somebody needs to walk out of here saying, God is for me. God is with me. I'm gonna lift up his
name.
I'm gonna worship him.
Everything can change.
Come on, saints. Come on, church.
Just the mention of his name.
Come on, everybody.
Just the mention of
everybody pray. Everybody love God.
Everything can change.
I'm walking out of here different tonight. I'm walking out of here a better man, a better woman.
If you walked in empty, he can fill your cup. If you walked in down, you walked in down. You can walk out of.
If you walked in empty, he can fill your cup. If you walked in broken, you can walk out whole. If you walked in lost, he can save your soul. If you walked in broken, you can walk out whole. If you walked in lost, he can save your soul. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name. Everything can change. Everything can change. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name. Everything can change. Everything can change. If you walked in sick, you can walk out healed. If you walked in bound, you can walk out free. If you walked in sick, you can walk out healed. If you walked in bound, you can walk out free. If you walked in heavy, you can walk out light. If you walked in weary, you're gonna be all right. If you walked in heavy, you can walk out light. If you walked in weary, you're gonna be alright. Just the mention of his name.
Just the mention of his name.
Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name. Everything can change. Everything can change. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name. Just the mention of his name, everything can change, everything can change. If you walked in
down, you can walk out up.
If you walked in empty, he can fill your cup. If you walked in down, you can walk out up. If you walked in empty, he can fill your cup. If you walked in down, you can walk out up. you walked in.
Would our men come gather around Brother Weaver, Brother Austin? Amen. I want us to bind together. I want victory for them tonight. Amen. I need all the support I can get, men. Come on. Amen. Every man that you, I need some prayer warriors. Hallelujah. We're going to believe the Lord for victory tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Come on, bind together and believe together right now. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We believe you right now, Jesus. Jeff tonight, amen, that God would give him victory. He needs healing in his body. We're going to pray for a holy victory in him. Amen. Would you believe the Lord with me?
If you walked in sick, you're going to walk out.